Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? So did you know that the two most shared things on the internet, in this order, are kittens and bacon? And so you're asking yourself, really, who cares? Well, obviously people care, especially those who like kittens and bacon. Now you may be saying to yourself, okay, Brian, you wrote a book called It's Not About You, It's About Bacon. And you can find out more about that at notaboutyou.com. That's N-O-T-A-B-O-U-T, the letter U.com. But because of that book and because of the branding that I've done, there is not a day that goes by that someone is not posting a picture of bacon on my wall. And people are liking it, sharing it, commenting, doing so much. They're so interactive on the bacon stuff. Because people love bacon. And people love dogs. And they love their kids. And they love kittens. And they love a whole bunch of other stuff. And sometimes people go a little off tangent and start talking about politics and religion. And man, all it does is create just a firestorm of comments. But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is Facebook for business. So seriously, what does kittens and bacon have to do with business? And the answer to that question is everything. People go onto Facebook because they want to have fun. It's entertainment. That's why it's so popular. People are on there for fun and for lifestyle. They want to learn about things. They want some positive quotes. Those get huge interactions. There's a ton of stuff that people post that people interact with. And what you need to do is watch. See what people are commenting on the most. Look at what your friends post and see what's getting the interaction. People base their posts on what other people are interacting to or with. And that's what you need to do from a business standpoint, is figure out what people are doing online and join in on the fun. Now, in the case of business pages or brand pages, it's way much harder. For example, my best business page is B2B Interactive Marketing. I have about 1,100 fans, or whatever you call them, likes, on that page. And I go and post something. But when I post, it could be a blog, could be my podcast, could be a great article, could be a ton of different things. If I just post it there, I only get 10 to 20 people to see it. That's it. 10 to 20 out of almost 1,100. That's, you know, 1 to 2%. I mean, it's not a huge amount of people. It used to be that you were getting 10% and then went down to 6%. Now it's down to 2%. And that's all the interaction I'm getting if I don't do more. So why is that happening? Why does Facebook limit the amount of people, even though I have an 1,100 fan base? And it's pretty straightforward. There's two main reasons. The first reason is Facebook is not Twitter. If you go on Twitter and you look at the news feed, you can post something and hit refresh and it's gone. People use Twitter as a search engine. So they'll go in and they'll search for the things that they're looking for the information that's most relevant to them, and they can use hashtags. And yes, you can use hashtags on Facebook, but nobody uses them. It's not vogue. Nobody pays attention to it. Facebook sucks as a search engine. It's not really easy to search and find content. So what Facebook does is they have algorithms that actually only shows stuff that you've been interacting with. It actually knows your likes. It knows the kind of things that you've been commenting on. If I've been commenting on golf, all of a sudden more golf stuff shows up. There's also retargeting pixels, and we'll get into advertising later. But retargeting pixels, if I go to a particular website, Facebook knows that and it starts showing ads based on that. So their algorithm is based on my actions, your actions. The second reason is Facebook is a company that has to answer to its shareholders. So ultimately, it needs to make money. So they give you different opportunities to do this. You can either buy ads, you can boost posts, you can do things that will increase the interaction with people that have become your fans or people that may become your fans. And like I said, we'll talk about all of that stuff in the next podcast because we're going to cover Facebook advertising with another expert. But you have to learn to meld business with personal. Now, I've had clients and people say, I just want to be my business on Facebook. And all I tell them is good luck with that. That's not what Facebook is about. It's about one-on-one interaction, people and people. Big brands can get away with that. I mean, if you got a Coca-Cola, Dunkin' Donuts, Porsche, whatever it is, you can probably get away a little bit more with that because you got millions of people. But when you're dealing with hundreds or thousands or less, you really need to meld the two together. You have to do some personal stuff and be a person and then also be a business. Now, I like to think of this as the 80-20 rule. 80% of the time you spend on Facebook should be on personal stuff, developing relationships, connecting with people that you've met in business, putting things up that your audience would like to see. Every single night I do a caption contest. It's a funny graphic and people comment on it. Sometimes I post inspirational posts. I did one the other day that had 150 people that liked it and commented and interact with it. It was something like, make sure you surround yourself with people that are smarter than you. I mean, that was the gist of it. But the bottom line is people liked it and people commented and they shared and it just turned into a great way to promote my brand. So that's because the people that I'm connected with are very positive, open-minded business people. And that's just the way it is. So when you're posting those kind of things, then you get that 20% of time where you can post, I'm doing a webinar. Here's my website. Here's things that are important to me and my business. You have to earn that. You have to earn that trust. And it takes time to earn that trust. The ultimate end game with a lot of this stuff is trying to get people off of Facebook and getting them to your websites, to your webinars, to the things where transactions can happen. But people are reluctant to leave. They go to Facebook for a reason. You don't log in every single day to get sold something. But occasionally, you may see something that you might click on that all of a sudden takes you away from it. Many have tried to do e-commerce inside of Facebook and failed. They've tried setting up stores. They've tried a whole bunch of other things. But if you do it right, you can still get people to your email list. You can still get people to your websites. But the thing is, it takes time to earn that trust. So what you have to do is make sure that the things that you're posting are building that rapport, is building that know, like, and trust so that when you post something from your business page and put it on your personal page, people will pay attention to it. Like I said before, you have to earn people's permission to move them away from Facebook. But that's ultimately the goal because that's where the transactions happen. So spend the time to create those relationships, build them, earn their trust, and you'll get results. There's over a billion people on Facebook. And yeah, we'd like to talk to them all, but you can't because Facebook is not going to let you. So do the best to talk to the people that you already know. Feed them great information, have fun with them, and occasionally you'll get the opportunity to earn their sale.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.